Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Fitzgerald reaches third base with a triple. Brooks goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fitzgerald tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Backman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood misplays the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Leonard throws the ball into Lemaster, who relays the ball to Brenly, who tags Wilson, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Lemaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemaster is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemaster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo misplays the ball. That's an error on Oquendo. Krukow moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krukow moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krukow scores. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brenly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lemaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemaster is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Leonard strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Gene Richards pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pittman now playing shortstop. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Walt Terrell. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Brenly and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krukow strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.